to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. On the show today, we're going to be discussing how a law school graduate at Southwestern Law, I believe it's the same school my brother's going to, is suing the school because he graduated and he couldn't find a job. Are we having too many people go to school? Are there too many schools out there that are pitching for people to come to their school, drop the dough, and no jobs? Or is it Is this Washington's fault? We're also going to talk about how now Walgreens is expanding their care. These Walgreen clinics, these little one-stop shops, right, that Walgreens has, they say they're now going to expand their care to chronic illness. They're going to take care of diabetes. They're going to take care of high blood pressure. Okay? Yes, I got a lot to say on that one. We also have how balding has been linked now to heart disease. So not only are you men, right, behind the eight ball when it comes to losing hair and maybe being at risk for prostate cancer, now they're saying if you're balding, you're at higher risk for heart disease. Now, again, don't despair. Most of us women still think bald men are sexy. Okay? All right? Despite popular opinion, bald men are extremely sexy. But it's just another story we're going to talk about, all right? And, of course, we are going to hit the fingernail question that one of you called in on, all right? We're going to be talking about fingernails and what the different colors mean. What does it mean when your fingernails start to have lines or discolorations or if they're up in your nose with a booger underneath? So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, your questions, your comments, or you're just calling in and telling us how wonderful the show is. We don't really get those calls out too much. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com if you're just a little too shy to be on air. We are on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Let's get started. We'll go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, of course, our buddy James is weighing in. James, what state are you in now, James?
I am in Indianapolis at the moment, but what I was going to do was is weigh in on your topic on the going to school and not being able to find a job.
Yep.
I wish I'd known about that years ago. I went to college up in Northern California and did a two-year veterinarian technician course. And then after I graduated, I lined up a job in Oregon at an animal hospital and actually relocated there.
Mm-hmm.
And was told by the people after I moved that the certification I received was not AVMA certified and it was only good for the states of California and New York.
Oh, that's
And the town that I was in was like, it had maybe three veterinarian hospitals and you had a class of 50 students every mm-hmm. semester that graduated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you had like 300 people looking for a job.
Yep.
Group mm-hmm. hospitals and no jobs. And so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry that happened to you. You'd make a good vet. You sound like you're really cool with the horses and the turtles and stuff.
Well, not so much turtles. I like turtles. But I've got horses. I've got chickens. I've got turkeys, dogs, rabbits, you know, that type of thing at home. So. You know, any veterinary work needs to be done, I do it myself. The only thing I'm not licensed for is giving a rabies shot. The brucellosis, any of that other stuff, I'm good on. So.
Yeah, rabies is overrated anyway. All right, James, thanks for calling. What a sweetheart. 1-877-DOCDALIA. So what's happening with this law student? His name is Michael Lieberman. He went to Southern California Southwestern Law School. I believe it's off the one... Is it's near Beverly Hills, So I think you could take the 110 or the 101 to it or whatever, but I know there's a sign off the highway because I don't think I've ever seen the school, but my brother goes there. I got a brother-in-law school. I know, after Obamacare, I was like, dude, you know, there's no tort reform. You bet. But he doesn't want to do malpractice law because he thinks I'll be, you know, his client every single week, week after week. And he needs a little bit more time than his schedule to deal with other clients, especially since I'm not really intending to pay him. He's my brother, for crying out loud. But anyway, so he's going to law school, and apparently one of his alum, do you call it alumnus, alumnae, alumnu? One of his alumnu who went to Southwestern Law School is suing the school because he thought he would be able to get a job with a law degree. Southwestern says that 97% of its graduates are employed within 9 months. So if 97% of the graduates are employed within 9 months, he thought, all right, he's got a good chance. So Lieberman filled out hundreds of applications, he said, and received just as many rejections. And he says there are similar lawsuits filed in at least 6 other states. So he's not the only one. Now, somebody would say, well, if this guy's going to sue his own law school, the same school that gave him his degree, right, biting the hand that feeds him, he probably, you know, didn't seem like the coolest cat during an interview and probably didn't get the job. Okay, I mean, that could be true. But, you know, one of the reasons why I didn't go to law school, because I know a lot of you are like, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you sound like you'd be a good lawyer, right? Dr. Dahlia, you sound like you'd be a good astrophysicist or rocket scientist. I know, I think I'd be a good rocket scientist too, huh? Yeah, I think I could do that stuff pretty well. Reason why I didn't go to law school is because even in the 90s, I knew there were too many law schools out there and too many students getting law degrees. Medical, I always knew you would need somebody, and I liked medical. I liked medical more than law, even though I think I would be one of the sexiest litigators. Okay, I think I know exactly what I'd wear. You know, business suit, but the skirt just a little bit short, right, with real high heels. I think I'd be an amazing litigator and look all sexy and be able to, like, sit on the table and cross your legs and get the jury to go my way. I mean, this was when I was in my 20s, not now. Breast is in the way. But I just knew back then, you got too many law schools. Just because you have a law degree doesn't mean you're going to get a job. Now, with medicine at the time, I knew there was going to be a job market. Okay, I had to pick the right field, family medicine versus surgery versus obstetrics gynecology. But I knew having an MD would probably land me a job easier. So then the next question is are these schools scamming these students? Are these students just not good enough to get a job? Or is this the economy?
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Day. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 130.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. It's raining men. Hallelujah. I don't mean to say men. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAI. No, I don't sit here and daydream. I actually work. You know, I work through my break. I don't sit here and daydream about men. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. We'll work on the dials. All right, before we move on to Walgreens managing your chronic conditions, and I'm sure McDonald's is going to be next, we're talking about this law student who is deciding to sue his own law school because he can't find a job. Boo-hoo, woe is he. Now, I don't know how much it costs to go to law school, okay? I know medical school could easily be a couple hundred thousand. Easy. I went in-state. I waited tables. I had worked all through college before I went to medical school. So I was able to probably do my whole 11 years post high school, probably for about $100,000, which, I mean, is a miracle to be able to go to medical school, go to college. But again, I mean, I worked 2-3 jobs while going to college, and I waited tables in medical school until my professors found out and said, you can't be waiting tables. You know, I wasn't topless. I was dressed. It was at a Tony Roma's and then Red Robin. And I worked a little bit behind the bar and stuff. So, you know, I love bartending. Bartending's fun. Loved it. Great tips, by the way. So, I mean, I was able to do it for that. And I mean, you know, when I tell medical students, I mean, their jaws drop that I was able to. But again, I mean, I busted my butt. And I mean, you usually don't work while going to, you know, college and graduate school to that degree. 2-3 jobs. It was ridiculous. Tutoring on the side. Exactly. No prostitution. No. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't going to make money there. So, you know, so when you as a student, and I don't know how many of you are students out there. When you're, you know, thinking about what you want to do in life, are you just blanketly thinking, all right, well, doctors make money and lawyers make money? Now, you're right about that. I mean, these lawyers, they make, what, $500-$600 an hour? Okay, for those of you that think doctors make that kind of money, no. No, and you all see. I mean, you know, I'm lucky if I get $2.42 check for a regular office visit from your insurance, okay? If you don't pay the copay of $30, that's all I get. So if I spend, you know, let's say 20, 30 minutes with a couple of you, I'm probably averaging $60-$70 an hour. Still phenomenal until you start to now pay your overhead, like your malpractice and your office staff and your advertising and your x-ray machine and your medical leases and your workman's comp, et cetera. All right, so you know, of course, doctors have to kind of cram in patients and try to see as many patients as they can. You go broke. The lawyers, they make bucks. I mean, you get in with a good firm. All right, I see what you guys charge. Well, Dr. Dahlia, if you want us to write your will, that's fine. Meet me for an hour on Tuesday, and the bill will be $550 just for the consultation. And then for writing up the will, $1,050. And I'm like, what? I chose the wrong field. So no wonder a lot of you are thinking about law school or, you know, or some of your other career pursuits, academic pursuits, because, I mean, you think you're going to be raking in that kind of money. My suggestion is to research, and research like a crazy horse, because it's not that easy. Not every lawyer makes it. Not every lawyer gets to be in those big fancy schmancy buildings. And y'all saw the firm. Right? I mean, Tom Cruise had to run around short of breath thinking he was going to die. It's not that easy to be an attorney. So you have these schools, you have these private schools, and of course these schools can make money. Okay? They sell degrees. Yeah, they teach you and they train you, but it doesn't mean these schools guarantee you a job. I was not guaranteed a job as a doctor. I wasn't. Now, I was guaranteed a residency. I was going to get into a residency somehow. And residency, you earn about $1.60 an hour because you're working 100-plus hour weeks, doing 36-hour shifts back-to-back. So I made $1.60 an hour. That's what I was guaranteed coming out of medical school. But after residency, it's like, goodbye. Smack you on the butt and you're on your own. But, you know, in this day and age, there's not enough doctors. Very easy for us to get jobs. And, I mean, how many people want to go to medical school? So I think the medical profession, in terms of there being demand, you're pretty good. Now, in terms of it being a field to go into, that's a whole other story with Obamacare coming into play. But, you know, for there being demand, we're pretty good. But law, I'm surprised how many law schools are out there. You know, and then here you are, you're being pumped out into a city like Los Angeles, and there's already tons of attorneys there. So are you allowed to just turn around and sue the school? Do you bite the hand that feeds you? Do you? Okay, is it the school's responsibility? I mean, this isn't like Votech that helps job place you. Okay, that's not what it is. They're getting you a law degree. They don't have to do more than that. You having a law degree, if you don't know what the hell to do with that, if you can't start your own practice. I mean, I didn't ask for a job coming out of medical school. I got one because Nellis Quick Care on Nellis Boulevard needed doctors who spoke Spanish. So luckily I got a job before I finished. Muy bien hecho, ¿sí? Yeah, well, yo soy un médico muy sexo. Anyway, all right. So anyway, I got in and I got a job while I was setting up my practice. But I started my own practice. Now, if you go to law school, I'm assuming that's what you do. If somebody doesn't give you a job, you don't sit there and cry and stew and sue. Now, I understand how you're trying to use what you just learned. I get that. You went to law school. No one's giving you a job. You feel like you have all this knowledge, so you want to put it to practical use, so you're going to sue. But let me just tell you something. You don't sue the school that just gave you the degree. Okay? That's pretty crappy as far as I'm concerned. You start your own practice. You start your own law practice. Maybe you teach. okay? Or you do your homework prior. To, maybe you need to brush up on some interview skills, okay? But you don't blame the school. Why don't you sue Obama? Obama's the one that came up with this, you know, crappy Obamacare and his crappy economic plans. Why don't you sue him? But, you know, going after schools that give the degrees, I mean, is it false advertising? Now, should a school have a sign up, all right, put, you know, next to a shingle saying you're going to have to find your own jobs, okay? We're not your mama. We're not going to wipe your butt after you get your degree. Maybe they need that. But, I mean, my brother right now, he's going through the same thing. He's going to Southwestern Law. He's going to be graduating this year. I know. He's just so proud of my brother. He needs gizzies. He needs, I'm just so proud of my baby brother. He was born when I was in high school. I was 15 and a half when he was born. So he's kind of not like a brother. He's kind of like you know, because I had to help raise him because my mom worked. So when I came home from school, I was with him. And then in the middle of the night when he'd wake up, my mom was tired. So I basically gave him the bottle and stuff. So I'm kind of like a pseudo mom, pseudo sister to him. So the boy needs lots of little kisses. And he, I mean, you know, he's noticing it too. You know, but also remember, I mean, you know, you guys are in L.A. Okay, Stockton's going under. Wasn't Bakersfield going under? Okay, you're in L.A. Okay, you're not getting jobs because Obama and the senator's new immigration plan is going to be giving jobs to illegal immigrants, which, by the way, we're not allowed to say. We're not allowed to say illegal immigrants, according to Associated Press. Associated Press can't use the term illegal immigrants. It's not nice. So I guess if we have to call them immigrants that are not here legally, you can't say illegal immigrants. It's taboo. It's not politically correct. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Do your research, people, okay? It's not going to be that easy. Nobody handed me a job. Nobody handed me a radio show. Nobody handed me a husband. I had to hunt and hunt for all of it. Husband, job, you know, my practice, etc. Okay? I mean, don't think just because you go to school and you make it through the finish line, you could sit there and kick back. Now, my job, is it easy? Oh, hell no. And now we have Walgreens making it more difficult. After the break, we're going to be talking about how Walgreens now has decided to help manage your chronic conditions. So if you got diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma, they're going to take care of you. Do they have an x-ray machine? Do they have an EKG? Do they have a CLIA-exempt lab? Are they going to be running your urine test, doing blood work on you? I don't know. I don't think so. Now, still on the job subject, McDonald's. There's a McDonald's in Massachusetts that is demanding you to have a college degree if you're going to be working up at the window or as a cashier. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, Massachusetts McDonald's restaurant is asking for you to have at least 2 years' experience and you have a bachelor's degree before being behind the counter. Now, when I worked at Jack in the Box, I worked on Jack in the Box in Maryland Parkway in Tropicana next to UNLV when I was in college. I was in college, and I don't really think it helped me, you know, getting the job. I mean, I had to wear the uniform. I had to fit into the polyester pants, and I did. And I had to, you know, swear I wasn't going to, you know, sneak food. Of course I snuck food. I was a poor college student. Hell yeah, I'm going to eat food. What you do is you pretend that the food dropped on the floor. And you're like, oh, I dropped this on the floor, and I have to throw it out. The manager's like, well, you got to throw it out. Quit dropping food on the floor. And it really didn't fall, so you eat it. I know that's stealing. Trust me, I paid my dues. Okay, when we come back, do you want Walgreens to take care of your diabetes or your endometriosis? And your phone calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702- 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys are sitting there Facebooking now while the show is going on. Put yourself to good use. Be useful. Find me on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got John on the line. Hey, John, you're calling from Missouri, right?
Actually, just coming out of Chicago, but I'm from Missouri, yes.
Good, good. You're a trucker?
Yes.
Amen. Love you guys. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I just wanted to correct you on the illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually undocumented Democrats.
That's right. We're not allowed to call them illegal. We have to call them undocumented.
Undocumented Democrats, yes.
Democrats! I love it. All right, thanks for calling, John. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were alluding to the story where I guess AP Network has to ban the vocabulary illegal immigrant. Okay, I guess Oh, you know what? You, I don't even think you get to say undocumented immigrant either, probably because people will use the word Democrat in there. Yeah, you can't use the term illegal. So I guess if somebody snuck across the border, if somebody let their visa expire, was, you know, was running around our country using our goods and services that we're paying taxes for free, not allowed to call them illegal. It's not politically correct. It's, taboo. I'm not really sure what we are able to call them. All I know is if I was running around a foreign country, living there, not paying taxes, using their healthcare system and their ER, right, using their roads and schools, my guess is I would be in a slew of trouble if I did that in some foreign country. But here, oh no, you can't say their activity's illegal. You need to give them a work permit. That's your present. That's your prize for being so wily and able to figure out how to get into our country, right? Because obviously our Homeland Security Department doesn't know what the heck they're doing. Mm-hmm. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, doctors can you know, spend the money and pay the taxes. No. Okay, if I want to be paying taxes, I want my taxes going to people who I guess need it. Our kids in our public schools, our autistic children, our blind children, our sick, our poor, our veterans. Okay, that's where I want my money going to. But we don't get a choice. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, but you guys have a choice. You have a choice now to get your health care by a doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, who's been doing family medicine or internal medicine, or your cardiologist, gastroenterologist, or you have a choice of stopping by your nearby Walgreens. And Walgreens has decided to take on your chronic diseases like diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure. Isn't that nice? Look at the choices you guys have. They're take care clinics. They got about 370, will now diagnose, they will treat and monitor you with some chronic conditions rather than you having to go to a doctor. Wow, that sounds nifty. Yes, they do have nurse practitioners and physician assistants. And I think nurse practitioners and physician assistants, when properly trained, can be phenomenal. All right. But I got a question, and maybe I've never been in a take care clinic, so I could be wrong, and please correct me, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But my guess is these take care clinics don't have a laboratory on site where they could do, and it could be a CLIA exempt laboratory, where they could do a finger stick glucose, where they could check your urine, where they could run a pregnancy test on you, where they have an EKG. So they'll hook you up to an EKG, and then they'll be cardiovascularly trained enough to look at that EKG and see if you have any issues. Chest x-ray. I don't, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think these Walgreens Take Care clinics have x-ray capability. So you walking in saying, I'm short of breath, it must be my asthma, and them saying, well, we now treat chronic conditions, so here's your inhalers, glad to take care of you, come back next month. I'm going to probably venture to say that's a little half-assed. Okay? All right. How many people have come into my office thinking it was asthma, and it was a heart condition, or it was pneumonia, or it was valley fever, or with that one young lady, she never had asthma. She was improperly diagnosed with asthma. It was a tumor in the heart. Okay? They are now taking on now listen, I am a customer of Walgreens. We get our prescriptions at Walgreens. I am a fan of Walgreens pharmacy. I also love the fact that if I need to run in and grab a tampon or condoms or whatever, they're there. Get a Hallmark card, need another lipstick, Walgreens. Very convenient. I do not need them to diagnose my UTI or my endometriosis or evaluate me for breast cancer. I don't think they're there yet. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, but they're only going to deal with diabetes. No, they didn't say they're just going to deal with diabetes. And let's do that, okay? All right, they're going to diagnose you with diabetes. How are they going to diagnose you with diabetes? Okay, well, then maybe they do have the ability to check her blood sugar there, okay? Is that enough? Doing a finger stick blood sugar? Oh, Dr. Dye, they're going to order labs. They're going to order labs. Okay, so if Walgreens Clinic is going to order blood work, who is going to look at the blood work and do the follow-up calls? I mean, do they have a system like doctors do where you have an on-call, you have an answering service, and usually the doctor, the same one, takes care of those labs? Well, maybe they will. Maybe now listening to me, they're like, oh, well, we better get that. Okay, fine. Okay, so you do some blood work. What happens if the liver functions are a little bit off? What happens if the renal status is a little off? Oh, all we have to do is diagnose it and give them the medication. Okay, there's an art. Okay, if you're a diabetic, what should your doctor be doing if you're a diabetic? Well, number one, okay, he needs to evaluate your kidneys. Okay, he has to make sure you don't have protein in the urine. So that may be done by a urine microalbumin, or maybe he'll order a 24-hour urine protein. Okay, if there is protein in the urine, we need to take a look at your medications. Is it your diabetic medication that's hurting your kidneys? Many of you don't realize that metformin, which is a diabetic medication, can hurt the kidneys. Did you guys know that? So a lot of renal doctors may not even like your diabetic medication. Also, you need to be on an ACE inhibitor, a benazepril, enalapril, captopril, Zestril. You need to be on something that protects the kidneys if you're a diabetic. You need to be seeing an eye doctor because we need to make sure you don't have diabetic retinopathy. You need to be evaluated for neuropathy. You need to be evaluated for heart conditions. All my diabetics get an EKG. And if I think something's kooky, they see a cardiologist. Is this what Walgreens wants to take on? If they want to take it on, fine, but then you take it on 100%. You don't half-ass a diabetic patient. I'm not accusing them of that. I'm admitting that I have no idea what their clinic setup is. I'm assuming if you're going to take on asthma, if you're going to take on diabetes, if you're going to take on high blood pressure, you have an EKG, you have physicians or you have nurse practitioners or physician assistants trained in how to thoroughly read an EKG and having had some electrophysiology, okay, training. I'm assuming you guys work with specialists in town. How much do you really want to take on? I mean, how many UTIs weren't UTIs, but they actually ended up being something like a cervical cancer or an STD? Are you guys doing pelvic exams now? Oh, no. We're just going to do high blood pressure and asthma and diabetes. If you're doing diabetes, you're going to have a woman walk in with a yeast infection. If you're going to be managing diabetes, you need to be doing pelvic exams. Okay, you can't just pick and choose. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then what do your nail discolorations mean? We'll look at your nails. Coming right back.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's something we just don't do enough of, boogie-woogie, right? We used to boogie-woogie. Remember we used to go, you know, Mom, I'm going to just boogie on down to the store, you know, grab some milk and boogie on back. Okay, you better boogie. I'm going to boogie, Mom. All right, you know, boogie meant, you know, just do something quickly, but, you know, do something right. You know, boogie on down, be directed. I don't think we do enough boogie anymore. I think we're too distracted. We're too ADD, right? You know, our heads up in the clouds or up in our sigmoid. Need to boogie-woogie. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, one of you had called in asking about your fingernails, and no, it was a man. Look, I know this is not a girly show. Okay, one of our gentlemen was saying, saw some black specks underneath the nail. What did that mean? And I told him he was going to die. No, I told him, you know, it could be heavy metals in the body. It could be a sign of anemia. And that was such a good topic that I thought we would quickly review what does some of these signs in the nails mean. Okay, now, most of you can take a look right now at your nails and you're taking a look and you're like, oh, they look good. You know, I love Pawn Stars. I watch Pawn Stars. You know, I'm going to be on a few more shows coming up. And they do these close-ups of the object that is being sold, right, or pawned. And, you know, Rick, one time his nails, you could see they weren't, you know, super clean. And then now I always watch his nails are super clean. But, you know, I just look at nails, okay? And that was like in the olden, that was like back in 2009, the older episodes. He's like, oh, no, he had just a little bit of dirt under his nail. But the thing is, you know, that's what men do. I mean, if you see a man with manicured nails, sometimes it doesn't look as manly. And, you know, I think Rick is very sexy, very manly, okay? But I look at nails, and I evaluate nails. I just do, okay? Am I a nailologist? No. Am I a nail expert? No. I'm a lover. But, it's important. So, and then we're going to talk about how to keep your nails healthy, okay? So, men, women, let's say your nails look like Spiegel from Lord of the Rings. Precious. And they're a little round. They kind of look like, or they look like, you know, frogs that are underwater, the frogs with the, not the tadpoles, you know, that have the roundish nails. Okay, well, that could be a sign of clubbing. Now, clubbing, no, it doesn't mean you go to the club, right? And you boogie rig around the club. It means you could have an oxygenation issue where you're not getting enough oxygen. We usually see clubbing in people who smoke. So if you or your friend or your family member has these rounded nails, I mean, almost ovular type nails, that could be a sign of clubbing. That could be a sign of emphysema, COPD. Very important. If you have a bluish tint to your nails, now obviously your nail polish has to be off for those of you with nail polish on your nails, but if you have a bluish tint to your nails, that could also be a sign you're not getting enough oxygen. Some of you are like, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, tell us something we don't know. I don't think you guys look at your nails. I know you don't look at your poop, okay? I really dig the type of medicine where we just don't, you know, order a test and read a piece of paper to diagnose you. I think it's cool when you actually look at the person's body. That's why I really love Chinese medicine, where you look at the tongue, and you could diagnose people based on their tongue, or homeopathic medicine, where you look at the person as a whole. You don't look at, you know, a person as one of a group. And if this person poops after he eats, or, you know, burps after he drinks soda or whatever, that fits a constitution. I love that kind of stuff. All right. So bluish, purplish type stuff, that could be a circulation issue. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, my fingers turn white and blue when I'm cold. That could be something different. That could be Raynaud's phenomenon. That could be one of the vasculitic type disorders, issues with blood vessels. We're just talking right now nails. But if you think your nails are kind of bluish because your finger's bluish, you're still going to get that checked out. So all the power to you. I think that's good. Okay, iron deficiency. If you are deficient in iron, or if you have anemia, then your nails may be more whitish in color. Now, your nail beds are usually kind of pink, right? Even the guys, okay? You're not going to admit it, but they are. If they start looking whitish, that's a sign of anemia. You know, I could tell you're anemic looking at your eyelids, looking at your throat, you know, because there's a normal color people have. Okay, I know some of you think I'm grossly anemic and need a transfusion. No, I just don't tan very well. But if you look at my nail beds, check out my nail beds, pretty pink, knock on wood, okay? All right, so what if your nails start to concave and have raised ridges? Again, it could be a sign of iron deficiency. Your nail bed could be thinning, okay? Some of you could have lupus. Lupus, which is an autoimmune disorder where you have antibodies, where you fight parts of your body, whether it be your kidneys or your skin, etc. You can have some blood vessels in the nail folds, all right? There could be certain looks to it. Psoriasis, some of you with psoriasis, you know you have psoriasis because you already have patches of flakes on your elbows or your knees or your scalp. We'll see it in the nail bed too. And your nail beds will split and they'll peel. Now, let's say you have heart disease, okay? And a great source for this I'm looking at is WebMD. Heart disease, sometimes you could see bluish, right? If you have like coarctation of the aorta, or you have some other insufficiency or heart failure. But sometimes for heart disease, they could be overly red. So when I see reddish nail beds, it also makes me concerned of heart disease. Thyroid disorder. One of you had asked me about thyroid disorder yesterday. Had written about that and nails. Yeah, your nails could be dry. They could be brittle. Here's the problem, though, with dried, brittle nails that crack, nails that split. Many of us have them, and our thyroid's fine. We're not anemic. We don't have any vitamin deficiency. It's because we're overusing hand sanitizers. Now, hand sanitizers, what do they have in them? Alcohol. Alcohol is a drying agent. So my nails started to dry and split. I was hoping it was a thyroid disorder because I wanted to lose weight taking thyroid medicine, but no, it was because I'm always washing my hands. I wash my hands so damn much that the nails thin. Okay, so some of you bite, pick your nails. I could diagnose some of you being bulimic or being obsessive compulsive based on what I see with your nails. Now, if your nails kind of look wavy or you have some white lines, that could also be trauma. Some of you might have smashed your finger at a door months ago. Now you're seeing this weird white line grow out. Again, that could be trauma. Diabetes. Diabetes could make your nails a little yellow. Fungus, though, could also make your nails a little yellow. And fungus likes diabetics because they're sweet. Black. We always get nervous when there's black under the nail. Not black flecks, but a black spot or black lines underneath the nail. That needs to be checked out by a dermatologist and get or a hand doctor who's going to numb you up, take out off the nail, and biopsy that nail bed to make sure you don't have a melanoma. Okay, and then sometimes you guys just have a bunch of crap under your nails, sometimes bacteria. If you got some green under your nails, that could be Pseudomonas, okay? So anytime you start to have changes in the shape or texture or color, start to have those dark brown streaks, your nails, your cuticles start to look funny, have a dermatologist or a doctor take a peek, or a medical provider take a peek. Why not? You gotta, though, remember to keep your nails healthy and clean. We don't want fungus growing underneath because fungus destroys the nails. I know some of you have big, nasty toenail fungus. Look at your toes. The nails deform. Fungus could be very deforming. You got to keep your nails clean. You got to keep them dry. You got to avoid picking at the nail, biting your nails. You need to moisturize. I know men do not like that term. It's not in their vernacular, but guys, you can put some hand lotion on when no one's looking. You got to moisturize those nails and those cuticles. I know y'all like to chew off your cuticles because they're kind of gummy and they're a source of protein. No, moisturize the suckers. When you have an ingrown toenail, we've discussed how to handle ingrown toenails. Don't cut it deep into the skin. All right, the ingrown toenail is basically started at that base of the nail, which is why when I remove the toenail, I have to go to the base, peel it out, and it's one of the coolest things. All right, guys, we got a lot more to talk about, but don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dementia is now costing more money than heart disease. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.